Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Ken Brannan, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 20. Now after he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went out and told those who had been with him, while they were mourning and weeping. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them as they were walking in the country. And they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Later he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were sitting at the table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and stubbornness, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up snakes in their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and proclaimed the good news everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied it. Here ends the reading. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Thank you for joining us on this 50-day Easter journey. It's a wonderful season of Jesus sightings, disciple transformations, theological reflections, ascension instructions, and of course, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. If I could sum up the Easter season in two words, I would use the words believe and go. Our experience of the resurrection is not meant to keep us cozy in our comfy cave, but to launch us into holy relationships that are so authentic and spirit-filled that by the mercy of Jesus Christ, the whole creation is made new. Is that a big enough mission for you? We at St. Michael would love to partner with you and help you make that mission a reality in your context. Our reading today is known as the long ending of Mark. It's a later edition by editors who felt that the short ending of Mark was too spare and abrupt. I have no problem with the long ending. It basically lists the appearances of Jesus as found in the other Gospels. It's nice to have a review. However, I'm particularly fond of the short ending of Mark, so I would like to read it to you and tell you why I love it just the way it is. It goes like this. As the women entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. What a powerful ending this is, because it's so real and immediate. Mark's gospel is short, to the point, and filled with action. This short ending is no exception. It doesn't wrap things up in a nice bow, nor does it resolve all the big questions. It just communicates the impact of the moment, leaving us wondering, how will I respond to the promise of God? The women enter the tomb, and a young man in white tells them that Jesus has been raised and gone before them into Galilee. There's a sense of hope and expectation about what is to come. But the women are terrified, so they flee from the tomb and don't say a word to anyone. It's an awful lot to digest all at once. As the reader, we are in the position of the women. Will we go and do as heaven has commanded? Or will we flee in terror, hide in our houses, and keep the story to ourselves? Ending the gospel this way leaves us with both the command and the question. It's a highly effective tool for eliciting a response from us. Do you trust Jesus? Do you want to walk in the way of love? Do Do you believe that Jesus has gone before us and is eager to reveal himself in the circumstances of our lives? If so, leave the tomb. Turn away from death. Embrace life. Watch for Jesus. Share the story of how you've been healed. Because God is faithful and will take our small acts of trust and turn them into ripples of blessing for everyone we meet. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.